former gang member Hector Verdugo knows what it's like to live in an unsafe neighborhood.
And got involved in gangs, drugs, criminal activity, that carried for a while from juvenile hall into prison. And
until he realized,
I need help.
He now works at Homeboy Industries. It's an organization that provides jobs and education to former gang members like Verdugo. It was here where opponents of Proposition 6 spoke this morning, urging people to vote no. That's because part of Proposition 6 would increase prison time for young offenders. Dr. Curran Wharf is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. He says kids should not be held as accountable as adults are.
Because they are not neurologically capable of making the same kind of judgments, assessments, and decisions.
He says adolescents are more vulnerable to peer pressure, becoming overwhelmed with emotion, and that this has to do with the development of the brain. Mike Reynolds, the co-author of Proposition 6, says that kids who get involved with gangs are often forced to commit crimes that older gang members will not do.
Unfortunately, some of the most violent crimes we see in society are committed by young people. And I would like to think that they're misguided. There's a chance that they could be rehabilitated, on and so forth. But there also has to be a level of responsibility for these crimes. And if they do big boy crimes, they have to know that they're going to be facing big boy times.
Reynolds says these kids would be housed separate from adult offenders. And he says the proposition includes ways to save money, like turning old buildings into jails instead of building new ones from scratch. But even with these savings, the proposition is expected to cost nearly $1 billion. Beth Palkovic, Annenberg Radio News.